Buddy!
Hey, no, Zombie, he's the best, he's the best.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to it. Tonight is the night that we do our March Madness WRFL. I guess it wouldn't be the WRFL.
WRCBA.
WRCBA March Madness first round picks of the tournament. That's a mouthful. I didn't practice that before we started. With me tonight, as always, we got Trevor over there. And over here next to me, we got back again to help us get this ship rolling along.
He's the birthday boy.
It's also his birthday. And he wanted to spend his birthday with us on doing the podcast. So we told him, fucking, that's easy and cheap.
Nobody else would come on the podcast. Ditch not even her birthday. This guy's else. On his birthday.
My birthday's in fucking 2 days.
What a guy.
Man.
March is the best month to have a birthday.
It's March Madness here.
It truly is March Madness.
It really is March Madness. And speaking of, I'm sure we've got a lot of stuff to get through. I'm going to pass it over to Trevor. And he can kind of explain how things are going to go, and then we'll get into making our picks. Are we going to do the first four, or are we just going to go on to the tournament?
We'll just move on to
the tournament. We'll worry about the first four.
We've already done our first four. You know, we're just here along the war room. We just consider the first round with the first four in our points. We're going to start out with six lucky contestants to be in this tournament, and then we're going to go down to four. We're gonna have the first two rounds are gonna be. Hang on, let me read my rules that I made out here. So we're gonna go from 6 to 4 through the second round, and then Sweet 16, Elite 8. That's gonna knock us down to 2, and then we're gonna go from the Final 4. We'll have 2 games, and then the championship game will all be around for the finals to determine the champion here. Luke is the defending champion, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
He is a defending champion. So
Luck. I'm just kidding.
It was a good run. He's actually done pretty good in basketball until in NBA. But that's another story. We got a lot to get
who's
to.
Who's the reigning defending NBA champion?
That is true. That is true. But, hey, listen, you're slipping a little. Jason is
I'm just
nowhere
need to get in the playoffs. I'm just like my Celtics in the real life.
Jason's
I
nowhere
just need
to
get
seen.
In.
He's nowhere to be seen.
He might as well have zero. That's all I'm going to say. He might as well have zero, but all I need to do is get in, okay? That's all I need to do, and the playoffs is where I shine because I look at these teams, and I'm like, these guys ain't got it. These guys do got it, but these guys don't got it, and that's what I'm seeing a lot of in the NBA right now, okay? The Knicks get a lot of shit for shit things that you know a lot of other teams should get shit for, but that's all I'm going to say about that.
I mean, yeah.
This is an NCAA podcast.
This is an NCAA big. So we're going to start it off. We're going to get right
into it. We're talking about kids.
And we're going to start on the first round. We got on the left side of the bracket here, we got Auburn taking on either Alabama State or St. Francis. The local hospital. They put a team together, and they're going to see if they can get to the first
kicking
round.
Kicking ass and fighting cancer.
But so, Luke, go ahead and start it up. You got Auburn or either Alabama or St. Francis. I think you took Alabama State.
So, I think I'm the only one that picked St. Francis.
Oh, you did pick them to win?
To the first round of the tournament. I don't know anything about St. Francis. I probably just picked them because our hospital is named St. Francis. But that's not going to help them when they go up against Auburn. And you know, Auburn's had a solid season all season. There is a reason they were number one most of the season. Yeah, they lost the conference tournament, but they're going to easily move on and double down on
Pick. Am I right, Jared?
I took Alabama State over St. Francis. We'll see how that plays out. But no matter who wins that game, I do think Auburn's going to win in round one. You do kind of have to watch out for teams like this against one seeds, but. Auburn played a really tough schedule and had a really good record against good teams. So I think that they're going to be a formidable opponent, the same as a lot of SEC teams in this tournament. I think Auburn's going to be one that you have to watch out for. So, but I do think they win round one, no matter who they play between Alabama State or St. Francis.
Straight up.
Double down.
I'm also going to follow suit with that. I think, you know, it's hard to ever pick a 16 seed over a one. I think Jared might be the only person who's ever done it.
Correctly.
Pick Purdue, which, you know,
I don't, not surprising. You can't trust him.
But I don't think that's going to happen here. I think Auburn will, maybe it's a close game for a little while. Who knows? But I think Auburn will take it here. They've had a pretty impressive season. Next up, we've got number 8, Louisville, taking on number 9, Creighton. Luke, who are you going with?
All right, so this is a both these schools are traditional basketball schools, and the only reason I'm picking Louisville to win this game is because it's in Kentucky, which basically makes it a home game for them. Louisville is always a solid team. Do I think they're Final Four or Elite Eight team? No, but I think they slide past Creighton, but I don't have enough confidence in it to double down on it. I'm going Louisville straight up.
Okay. Jared?
I think this is going to be one of the best games of the first round. You know, you said, what, Louisville isn't an Elite Eight team or whatever? Well, you know who has been the last couple of years? Creighton. And they are always a formidable opponent in the tournament. I'm going to take them, but I'm just straight up against Louisville because Louisville has looked pretty solid this year. But I do think this is going to be a really good game. I could see it being like 63-61. But I do think Creighton wins and moves on to the next round.
I'm going to go with Louisville. I'm going to go double down on Louisville. I think – I don't know. I think that they could get – they're a team that they can get on a run. They've got a coach, you know, who knows what he's doing. Okay. I mean, I think they can be a dangerous team. So I'm going to go with Louisville double down. Next up, we get. Closing out. We get. Oh, an interesting matchup here. We got Michigan, number 5, Michigan, taking on 12 seed UC San Diego. Luke, who are you going with?
Well, 5-12. It's always a dangerous pick, but I saw Michigan play this year when they played Oklahoma. Really a game they should have won. Jeremiah Fears makes a 4-point play at the buzzer, basically wins the game. Michigan's got 2 7-footers. They're on a hot streak. They win the Big Ten. They're going to go ahead and take the 12 seed out. Dangerous 12 seed, I'm sure. I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about, was it San Diego State? No. UC San Diego, right? Yeah, I'm sure they're good. I'm sure they deserve the seed, but I think Michigan's just going to have too much size, too much athleticism, and go ahead and move on. Double down on
double
that.
Double down, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and follow that. Michigan looked really good in the Big Ten Championship, their first one in, what, since 2018. Another team you might have to keep your eye out on in this tournament. You know, they could be the best team coming out of the Big Ten, you know, not just because they won the championship, but because, you know, they might just be. So I'm going to have to I'm going to take Michigan double down. But, you know, keep your eye out on that. Because, listen, there's going to be a couple upsets this first round. It happens all the time. It's just all about which one. And here's the thing. This is all I do this all off feeling. And I think Michigan's going to be just fine for round one. So
you're going to Michigan double down?
Si, senor.
All right. I'm going to follow that, too. I think Michigan could be another dangerous team in this tournament. They got a really good defense also. Very, very tall. A lot of tall guys out there. I like what I've seen from them, so I think they're going to take care of business, which moves. I'm going to go double down Michigan. Next up, we got Texas A&M, 4 seed, taking on number 13, Yale. Luke. Okay.
This is going to be my first upset of the tournament. And I've watched Texas A&M play this year. They're a good, solid team. That's it, solid. But they don't bring anything to the table that really makes me think they have a long run in this tournament. So whether or not they win this game or not, like, I think they're going out the next round. Yale, you know, they got something to play for. They got something to prove. Everybody dogs on the Ivy League. They just think they're going to go out and lay down and bunch of preppy boys. They're going to go out and play Texas A&M hard, and they're going to pull away on the upset. I think Texas A&M is just a little overrated. So Yale, but single down on that.
All right. Jared?
So this is intriguing as far as picking an upset. Maybe I would take Yale if it wasn't against an SEC team. I think the SEC, I think Texas A&M is just going to be too fast, and they're going to be bigger. I kind of agree with him as far as I could see them being a second round exit at best. I'm going to go Texas A&M, but I am going to only go straight up on this one because I do think it could end up being an upset, but I don't think so. I think A&M will win.
Okay. I'm going to go. This is kind of the first upset that I had marked too, so I'm going to go with Yale straight up. I just think, I don't know, it's going to be a close game either way. I think that maybe Yale can just get out there and maybe Texas A&M will be too full of himself. I don't know. I just think that they can get the upset, so I'm going to go with Yale straight up. Next up, we've got Ole Miss 6 seed taking on either San Diego State or North Carolina 11 seed. Luke, who are you going with?
Well, I don't think either North Carolina or San Diego State deserve to be in this tournament. I think West Virginia did deserve to be in the tournament, but here we are, and they're going to be playing Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss is a little overrated also, but I'll go back to what Jared was saying previously about Texas A&M. They're an SEC school. They battled a lot of tough competition this year. They're ranked all year. They pull out the win. I'll double down on Ole Miss first round.
Okay.
Yeah, I took North Carolina to win against San Diego State, but they're a one-round exit because they shouldn't. I don't think they should be in. I think they went 1-11 against teams that are in the tournament. Ole Miss, like Luke said, played in the toughest conference and had a winning record and was ranked all year. They should win. North Carolina is a fucking blue blood. You got to believe that if they get in the tournament, I am going to show them a little respect, but I'm going to go with Ole Miss straight up. That's the respect I'll show North Carolina because I would like to see them play that next game because I don't think it proves a lot if you go out and beat San Diego State, even though they were in the championship a couple years ago. I don't think it proves a whole lot. People want to see you beat Ole Miss if you make it. So, I'm going to go with Ole Miss straight up.
I'm going to go with North Carolina double down. You know, I'm just a homer, you can say, but I think that, they're a dangerous team when they get in. They've been in the tournament. They're in the tournament all the time. Whether you think they should be in here or not, at the end of the day, they're in the tournament. Ole Miss isn't even in this tournament that often. They don't got a lot of experience. So I'm going to go with UNC double down. Next up, we got number 3, Iowa State, and number 14 seed, Lipscomb. Am I reading that correct?
Lipscomb,
a comb for your lips. Who you got, Luke?
Big 12 is usually underrated in basketball. Iowa State's usually got great shooters. They're a solid team. They pull the victory out. Iowa State double down.
Jared?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to go Iowa State double down. This is not the upset of round one that I'm going to pick.
You know, there is something to say for schools that you can barely pronounce the name. They always seem to pull an upset. But I don't think it's going to happen here because I think Iowa State, they could be in for a good run. Like, they're just a tough, fucking good shooters. Defense, they're always got a good defense. So I'm gonna roll with Iowa State double down, too. I think that they're going to get it done. I think that they can make a pretty good run in this tournament. Next up, we got number 7, Marquette, taking on number 10, New Mexico.
Okay.
Luke, so, who you got?
I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about New Mexico. Marquette won their conference.
They have 3 less losses than Marquette.
They have 3 less?
Yeah.
Um, this is an upset, potential upset game, I think. Although I'm not saying Marquette's bad. They won their conference straight up. They beat, I think they
basketball
beat,
school, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're a basketball yeah. school.
Tougher conference.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think I'm going to stay with Marquette, but I'm only going to stay single down on that because I think there's potential for an upset there. Just don't have a lot of confidence in Marquette.
I'll take Marquette double down. Them winning their conference at 23-10 just kind of shows that they're probably playing just a tougher schedule than New Mexico is, even though only 7 losses and 29 wins is impressive. I'm going to have to believe that Marquette prevails round one. And I'm going to take them double down.
I'm going to follow you there. I think that, like I said, they're a basketball school. And New Mexico, you know, they have an easier conference. But, I mean, Marquette, like I said, they know what it's like to be in that tournament. They know how to play. They've made deep runs. So I'm going to go with them double down. Next up, we got number 2 seed Michigan State taking on Kobe Bryant, the 15 seed.
R.I.P. What's the game? I'm sorry. I just watched St. Francis drill a tray in a game that probably doesn't matter at all.
Hey, this is coming down to the last second. Here's the thing. For a second, I forgot. Sometimes I forget that fucking it's, you know, 2 halves, not 4 quarters, because I'm thinking, oh, it was only halftime. But Michigan State, 2 seed, taking on Kobe Bryant, 15 seed.
I mean,
it's Bryant.
Not picking against Tom Izzo in the first round. Michigan State, you know, they've probably been the overall best team in the Big Ten this year. Tom Izzo rolls in Michigan State and Sparty goes just on double wonder. Down.
I wouldn't say that. He looks like he smokes 3 packs a day. Well, I'm just saying,
how is that guy still coaching?
Yeah.
Krzyzewski was almost 80 when he retired. I mean,
yeah.
He didn't look 80.
Well, he looked the same my whole fucking life. He never looked different. I think that's why scowling is good for you, because it's just...
Yeah, you never know. You just keep the same...
Well, you think you're hot shit, do you?
That's why. Belichick's looked the same too, honestly. Yeah.
He actually looks better now than he has. You know what I mean? I'm going to go Michigan State double down. This is a blue blood we're talking about here, and this is the best they've looked in years this year. So watch out for them. You should never be surprised. Down?
Yeah.
I'm going to follow that too. I do think that Michigan State, this is the best they've been in years. I mean, since fucking when they played North Carolina in the fucking finals, fucking what, 15 years ago, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna roll with Michigan State too. I'm going to double down on him. Which leads us to our next game, which is going to be... What piece of shit? These fucking iPhones, goddammit. Motherfucker! This is what it sounds like when I'm... trying to play a video game and it doesn't cooperate correctly.
You know, this him hitting that 3, they're inbound in the pass here in Alabama State. This could be the last.
Yeah, no, this is the final. Another, we're in the
as long as they play the clock right, it could be the last. I mean, if they make
they'll have another possession. You're right.
This is to put either St. Francis and the entire nursing staff in the next round of the tournament.
That's right.
Or Alabama State. Ooh.
Good board.
Alabama State.
Oh wow. Michael fell. Anyway, next up we got...
Yeah, these boys got to make these free throws, though. We got missing them.
All right, that finishes out that quarter of the bracket. Next up we got number 1 Florida taking on Norfolk State.
Okay, I think Florida is the best team in the country right now. I think they...
Uh-huh, so is Purdue.
They're in a tough bracket. I think they're in a tough bracket. There's a lot of good teams in that conference, but Florida rolls on this one and double down.
All right.
Yeah, I'll go Florida double down, but you know what? Watch out for them. They've been getting a lot of praise. A lot of praise. You got to watch out for them teams, because sometimes it'll come back to bite you.
Yeah, well, you're not going to hear anything from me, because if I was going to pick a champion, I'd say Florida would be my winner of this tournament. I'm going to go Florida double down. Next up, we got number 8, UConn, taking on number 9, Oklahoma. Luke, I know it's a hard one to pick.
You know I'm Boomer Sooner all the way, but
when UConn, he starts out that way, he means he's going to fucking pick against him.
Well, okay, but you got to think. UConn has won the back-to-back national titles. They're a basketball school. They're not going to win the title this year.
They're the best basketball program ever.
Who is?
Men's and women's.
Especially if you put them together, it's not even questioned. Just because the women's the are best. Just fucking.
I mean, their men's program is probably top 3 of all time. Yeah.
They've had some of the best runs.
Dude, he missed both of them.
What a fuck.
This. Oh my God. No. He turns. What? Oh,
nope.
My Lord.
These guys suck. Oh, brother.
Just give it away. Okay. On that note.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're good. This is.
Wow, this is a great game.
St. Francis is going to need to pull out a miracle here. Friar Tuck.
I just foul. Just send them to the line. They can't make them.
No shit.
Worst case scenario, they only make one, and then you just got to make a bucket. You still got a timeout. All right, what's next?
You know what, Trevor?
UConn. Oh yeah. OU.
Jeremiah Fears is a dagger. He will if you get Jeremiah Fears in a close game, give him the ball. I believe in him. I don't believe this OU team has the ability to make a deep run, but I'm gonna go OU single.
That's down. What I'm talking about.
OU single down.
God, what am I on? Fucking 97.1. I'm going to go with UConn double down. I think they're a dangerous team in this tournament, especially with their seeding. They're coming. I mean, these guys, you got to watch out for them, all right? They're the defending champs. I don't see them going out in round one. I just don't. I don't care who they play. I'm going UConn double down. Not saying OU, if OU wins, it's not like I'm going to be like, what? But, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to go OU straight up. I'm not going to double down on him. It could really go either way. I just see UConn as a, like, if they don't make a deep run. It's like, to me, it's either like they're going to be out early or they're going to make a deep run. That's just, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
That was, what the fuck just even happened there?
That's how we're starting this tournament off?
Oh my God. Alabama State, they go in and fucking beat Auburn. okay.
Hey, there's still 0.7.
Yeah, there's still time.
There's enough for a shot. Yeah, they
Bryce
got a timeout,
Drew moment
so they can,
here and drill the three-pointer.
They can advance the ball, too.
That's true.
All right, number 5, Memphis taking on Colorado State.
Ooh.
Luke, who you got?
Well, cool. You see that shot? It was cool.
You know, Memphis is a... They're a basketball school. They have a good coach.
Good at the SATs.
I think I'm going to go ahead and go. I don't know a whole lot about Colorado State's basketball program. I'm probably just doing this off of like past accolades, but I'm going to say Memphis double down.
Dude?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Memphis double down. I believe in Penny Hardaway. Yep. I like this team.
I'm going to go Memphis straight up. I just don't have a good feeling about this game, honestly. You know what I mean? I don't know why, but I just don't have a good feeling. Next up, we got number 4, Maryland, taking on. And this is going to be an impressive one here because they got to take on the entire Grand Canyon. It's coming at them. It's crazy.
You know who coaches Grand Canyon University?
I do not.
Bryce Drew. Drew is one of the greatest Cinderella stories from Valpo in NCAA history. The three-pointer, I remember watching it when I was in school. And instead of actually, you know, doing schoolwork, we were watching March Madness. And all that to say, Grand Canyon University is not going to win this game. Maryland's my dark horse in this tournament. They have a guy named Queen on their team. He's a beast. And, I think Maryland goes ahead and just blows this game right out of the water. Double down, Maryland. Sorry, Bryce Drew.
Jared?
Well, don't worry, Bryce Drew. I got your back. I'm going Grand Canyon straight up on this game. I think they get the upset. They've only got 7 losses on the season. They had a pretty good run in the tournament last year. They only had like 3 losses last year too, which is crazy. I'm going to go with Grand Canyon straight up. I think they get to the next round.
I'm going to go Maryland double down. I do think Maryland is a dangerous team in this tournament. Next up, we got number 5. No, hang on. Number 6. Missouri taking on number 11. 30-3. Only 3 losses. Drake Jones. Who are you taking?
Who is it? It's Missouri and Drake.
Missouri and Drake.
Yeah, so Missouri is another school like Texas A&M out of the SEC who is solid. They're tough. They're consistently good. But I think Drake is going to pull the upset in this one. Single down Drake.
I believe you took Drake last year. Didn't you upset somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm doing it again. I'm taking Drake double down.
You know what I hate is whenever I make up my mind before and I'm like, I'm going to pick this one because I think it's going to be an upset. And then other people pick the upset because it makes me like.
I mean, who cares?
I'm going to go Drake double down.
That's why we're the best podcast.
I'm going to go Drake double down.
That's why we're the best fucking informational podcast out there. We'll give it to you straight. We're not going to wear suits and lie to you.
Well, I think.
Next up, we got Texas Tech taking on UNC
Wilmington.
Okay, I'm glad that either of us can't say it.
It's Wilmington.
Look, Texas Tech is one of those dog teams. Like, they're from Lubbock. They're mean. They probably yell racial slurs at Marcus Smart from the stands. You know, they are dogs. They're gritty. They're well coached. Texas Tech's going to make a run in this tournament probably, and I'm going to pick them double down.
All right.
You know, it's funny. North Carolina Wilmington is probably the best team from North Carolina besides the Duke in this fucking tournament. I'm going to go with Texas Tech double down, though. They've really turned into a really good basketball program the last 10 years. They played in the championship. I think they're going to make a pretty solid run. Double down.
Okay. I'm going to go Texas Tech double down, too. I think they're just a better team. They've got a solid team. And I don't know when the last time I've seen them ranked as a 3 seed. I mean, they've been better as of late, but it seems like they're climbing the ladder. Next up, we've got quite possibly the most interesting first round matchup of the tournament. We've got number 7, and I'm interested. I mean, I'm really interested to hear his pick because he hates both teams. Number 7, Kansas, taking on number 10, Arkansas.
Okay, so... First off, I just want to say I think this is the toughest conference out of all of them. Like, there are some just really, really tough games in this one to pick.
That's a tough one. That's a good game.
I want Kansas to lose. I don't think Kansas is going to the Final Four. I don't think they're making the Elite Eight. But I think they're talented enough to beat Arkansas in the first round. And I'm going to go ahead and go double down on Kansas. Bill Self, right. even if no matter what people say about him, whatever, he's a good basketball coach.
Jared?
Man, I don't know. This is a tough one. It's Calipari's first year with Arkansas, or it's not his first year, is it?
Yeah.
It is his first year. Yep. I just feel like, here's the thing, big games get him, and even though this is a first round game, this is a big game playing Kansas. I'm going to have to take Kansas straight up on this one, even though I'm not a big Kansas guy myself when it comes to basketball. It's different with football. I want him to do good at football, but I hate him in basketball. But I'm going to take him straight up in this game.
I'm going to go... Woo! Pig! Suey!
Go get Cam. She'll do the whole thing for you.
I'm going Arkansas Woo! And Calipari. I went to a basketball game once at their stadium, and like just seeing it was just like, because I mean, everybody's just fucking into it. Pig.
Their basketball, I mean, even their football game environments are fun.
Oh, yeah. Next up, we got number two, St. John's taking on Peyton Manning's Omaha. Omaha, number 15.
Well, I think St. Johnny's is a possible Final Four team. They're really, really good, and I think they go ahead and starch Omaha here, double down St. John.
All right. Jared?
I'm going to follow that. I like this team a lot. Great defensive team. Probably the best defensive team in the country. They can guard anybody. Their only Achilles heel is their scoring consistency. They can't shoot well. Like, you know, it's like they can't score, but they're not a shooting team. So if they get into a shootout with a team, it could hurt them. But their defense is so good. That's the reason they only have four losses and they're right back in it. So I'm going to take St. John's. I think they're probably the most dangerous two seed there is. Double down.
All right. I'm gonna follow that. Oh, I don't have anything to add to any of that because St. John's is a solid team. I do want to say that the fact that they're celebrating making the tournament that much is a bit ridiculous considering there's fucking 60 other teams in it. Next up, we got the other side of the bracket. We got number one seed Duke taking on either American or Mount St. Mary's. Luke?
I was going to say, isn't Pitino the coach of St. John's?
Yes.
Rick Pitino? So you could possibly have a John Calipari, Rick Pitino second round match, right?
After a Bill Self Calipari.
Yeah, ain't that crazy?
This was 2016. This
UConn's there. Kansas is there. There is a lot of good basketball programs in that conference.
You can't sleep on a lot of those teams because of coaching. Those guys have been there. My mic was off. You can't sleep on those guys because those guys have been there.
Can't sleep. My mic's sleeping.
Right. So this is probably the easiest pick for me in this bracket, but Duke. Cooper Flagg's the best player in college basketball. I've always been a Duke fan since Christian Laettner. I think this is the year that they're a legit contender. They're probably a Final Four team, in my opinion. I don't know. They got to run into St. John's. That's going to be a tough game. But Duke,
they're on the other side.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Duke, double down.
Okay. Jared?
I think Duke is going to the Final Four. I don't know if Cooper Flagg's going to play or not this week. I don't really think it matters. I think we're good enough to win without him round one. If he can play, he should play. If not, you know, whatever. We got a tough matchup next round, no matter who wins on that side. But I do think Duke, the only thing that I could see being an issue for us is, like I said, we're really young. We got a lot of freshmen playing. But Cooper Flagg is arguably the best player in the country as a freshman. And if his injury isn't as bad as they think it is, you know what I mean? If it's not as bad as they say it is, he should be fine going forward. It's just an ankle sprain. But, you know, we'll see. But I do think they're going to win. Duke double down. That's my team. I've been watching them since I was fucking 4 years old. I've always been a big Duke fan. Mike Krzyzewski is one of my favorite coaches ever. I remember the years with Ryan Kelly. I remember whenever Zion was there and he missed free throws against Purdue and we fucking lost. or Michigan State, I mean. I've been riding with him for a long time and I think it's time for us to go get another championship. And it would be great to do it, our first one without Mike. As much as I love the guy, it'd be great to win it without him and carry on the tradition of being being the top basketball program in the country consistently. So I think we can do it. I do think if we can keep the squad together going into the next year, I think if we can't do it this year, I think an experience will be our downfall. But who knows? This is basketball. If they go out there and ball, we got cats all over the fucking floor. So Duke double down.
All right. I'm going to go with Duke double down. I mean, as much as I'd love to say, sit here and sing Hulk Hogan's theme song, I don't think it's going to happen. So I'm going to go Duke double down. I think they take care of business. Next up, we got Mississippi State 8 seed taking on Baylor 9 seed. Luke, who are you going with?
Man, talk about two teams I don't know anything about at all. You know, Baylor was really good for a long time. Mississippi State, I mean, they're obviously decent this year. They're in the SEC. You know, they – I don't know. I'm just – this is a toss-up game for me. Maybe 50-50 because I don't know. Baylor, single down.
Jared?
I think Baylor has been a very good program. I mean, they won a championship against Gonzaga in the last, like, what, 5 years. They've been relevant. They're known for being very physical. I think they're a better team than Mississippi State. I'm going to take Baylor double down. But this is an 8-9. This is a tough matchup. But I do think I give the edge to Baylor.
I'm going to go Baylor double down. I think they're going to take care of business here. Did you go straight up or?
Double down.
Okay. I'm going to go Baylor double down. I think that they have, you know, they have experience. So I think that they will get it done here. Next up, we got number 5 seed Oregon taking on number 12 seed Liberty. Another dangerous matchup here.
Yeah. Oregon double down. They're just going to be too.
I think you just got something against Liberty because of college football. I can't remember correctly off my head, but I'm just spitballing. I think they fucked you over a couple times.
They screwed me over.
You Oregon double down?
Yeah, Oregon, the Ducks. Yeah, double down.
Jared?
I don't know. This one kind of. I don't know. Honestly, I'm leaning towards Liberty. I think I'm going to go Liberty straight up on this one. I think this will be a really good game, but I think Liberty ends up shocking Oregon.
I'm going to go right down the middle. I'm going to go Oregon straight up. All right, I don't feel comfortable about it, but Oregon over the past couple years has been a solid team. Liberty, I mean, easily could go in there and upset them. I mean,
I also just hate how
28-6. They only had 6 losses.
Everybody says Liberty. They start saying Liberty, Liberty. That's just driving
me
crazy.
No, I do the opposite. I say, give me Liberty, give me death.
I mean, Patrick Henry was a G, so. But Patrick Henry also died, so they're going down.
Next up, we got number 4 seed Arizona taking on Akron, 28-6. Number 13 seed. Who are you taking?
I'm sorry, who?
Akron.
Versus?
Arizona.
Okay.
Zona double down. They're a good program. Like, yeah, Zona. That's a pretty easy pick for me.
Jared?
I'm going to have to agree. Arizona double down.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arizona double down.
None of us give a fuck about that game.
Nobody
that's
cares
hilarious.
About fucking.
We all stuttered our fucking. We're about
nobody.
Yeah,
I was just
pricks.
Thinking about LeBron James whenever time I fucking think about it.
Fuck Akron. I hope they lose.
Me too. BYU 6 seed taking on VCU.
Ooh.
Yeah,
11 seed.
This is a
Virginia
game
Commonwealth,
right here.
My boys.
You know, VCU is always a tournament team. Like, they come in, they play hard.
This is our time to shine.
But BYU has become a tournament team too. I mean, like, they've made some runs in the tournament. What was it, Jimmer Fredette?
Jimmer?
When they had Jimmer Fredette,
almost.
Like, that's a while back. But you know, BYU's tough this year. I want to pick VCU, but I think I'm going to just single down on BYU and or straight up because I think they're just probably played better teams and probably ready. I think they're ready to. I think they believe in themselves and they're going to carry that into this game and go ahead and pull the win out.
I'm going to keep it short. BYU, ECU, FSU, barbecue, VCU double down.
In 5.
VCU in 5. VCU double down. Virginia Commonwealth's going to fucking win. Kick those Mormons' ass back to fucking Utah where they belong. Go fucking dance 2 inches apart from each other.
This is a hard one to pick. It really is. I think I'm going to have to go with BYU. I don't know, man. VCU, they're
dangerous.
I just
pick every Virginia team. I love Virginia teams.
I'm going to have to go with I'm going to go BYU double down, actually. Next up, we got number 3 seed Wisconsin taking on number 14 Montana.
I think this is going to be a good game.
Luke?
Yeah. this could be a tricky game because if Montana goes out and shoots well, Wisconsin just does not have the ability to score a lot of points. They're a typical Big Ten team. Like, what do you think of the Big Ten? They play good defense. But they're not going to put a lot of points on you. They're not as athletic as like a Michigan State or Michigan. I still think they have enough to pull out this win. I'm going to go Wisconsin double down.
All right, Jared.
Yeah, as much as I'd like to pick Montana in this one, I'm going to go with Wisconsin double down. They're a respectable basketball program. Their last five, they lost to Michigan in the Big Ten championship by 6 points. It was a good game. They're good. You got to watch out for them, but this is 25-9 versus 25-9. But I do think Wisconsin's probably played tougher opponents. They played in the Big Ten championship. I'm going to take them double down.
Boo, 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 boo. What's that? That's the upset alert. I got Montana taking this one. I'm going to go straight up Montana. I feel something in my bones. I feel it in my plums. Montana's going to get out of here with a victory. I'm going to roll with Montana. Next up, we got number 7 seed St. Mary's taking on number 10 seed Vanderbilt. Luke.
So, SEC school, Vanderbilt's traditionally pretty good in basketball. They're traditionally not good in football. But this year changed everything. And Vanderbilt was decent in football. They're still decent in basketball. But St. Mary's, they just beat – they won the conference tournament against Gonzaga, I believe. And St. Mary's comes in. They're gritty, hard-nosed. They're not going to give you – they know what tournament plays like. They're going to go in there and they're going to get the double down on St. Mary's.
I couldn't agree more. I think they're going to go make a statement win. I can see this being a 72-50 game. St. Mary's only has 5 losses on the season. Kind of dethroned Gonzaga. I don't even think Gonzaga made the tournament this year.
I think they're in, but they did not win their conference. St. Mary's not.
Are they in?
I believe they are.
I haven't seen them on here.
But yeah, they're on here.
Okay, my bad. Well, anyway, but the fact that Gonzaga didn't win their conference, it's a shock because, they've owned that conference since I was literally 3 years old. So I'm going to go with St. Mary's double down.
I'm going to follow suit with all that. I think the St. Mary's looks like a good, dangerous team that could advance far into this tournament. I'm going to go St. Mary's double down. Next up, we got Alabama 2 seed taking on Robert Morris 15 seed. Luke.
Alabama's athletic. They're good. They play good basketball season. I feel like this could be the game where somebody goes out early and everybody misses it for some reason. One, because nobody knows anything about this other team they're playing. What's the name again?
Robert Morris.
Yeah, Robert.
Yeah, is it the Cave? Is it Robert's Cave? Is the same guy?
Yeah.
Robert Morris is 26-8 on the season.
Yeah.
They've won at least 5 straight from what this is showing me.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
if Alabama is 2-3 in their last 5 with 2 losses to Florida and a loss to Tennessee.
And they didn't play well against Auburn. And
they beat them.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry.
They beat them in overtime, 93-91.
I am wrong about
that. And then they beat Connecticut 99-70. So, Kentucky, my bad.
I think Alabama wins this game. But if I'm wrong, and this is the Cinderella story this year, kudos to Robert Ely or whatever team that is. I'm going Alabama double down.
Jared.
I'm going to go with Alabama straight up in this one. Robert Morris I got to give him credit. Looks like they've been taking care of business this year. They've only got 5 losses on the season. It's not the same conference, but you got to watch out for him. Alabama has had a tough time beating talented and good teams this year with splitting with Auburn and going 0-2 against Florida. I'm gonna take Alabama straight up on this one.
I'm gonna go Alabama double down. I just don't think I don't see him losing here. Next up we get Houston, one seed taking on SIU Edwards, 22-11, 16 seed.
So if Florida has the hardest road to the finals, Final Four as far as conferences go, I think Houston has the easiest road, and Houston dominates this game. Double down Houston. Kelvin Sampson's probably reaching a Final Four this year.
Man, I got to agree. Houston's looking really good coming into this. They've definitely got the favorable schedule going into this if they can take care of business. And I don't know. I feel like this these guys might be out of their – the Cougars might be out of their hands against these other Cougars. You know what I mean? It's going to be a I do think – I agree with Luke. I think this will be one of those games where you kind of lose interest at midway through the first half. So I'm going to go Houston double down.
Yeah, I'm going to go Houston double down. I mean, I think they're a pretty impressive team, and I just don't see them getting upset this early or anything like that. Next up, we got number 8 seed Gonzaga taking on number 9 seed Georgia. Luke, who you got?
I want to say this is not your your parents' John Stockton's Gonzaga team, but Georgia's really not that good.
I've never seen them in this tournament before, I don't think.
Maybe not.
I don't remember ever seeing them play in this
tournament. A lot of people are saying they should have made it.
I watched them play OU, and I don't see how they're in. People are like thinking about SEC schools that shouldn't have been in this tournament. Georgia's the first on my list.
They're yeah. I mean, they're the most one people have talked about.
And they're going to be the first one out.
Gonzaga,
double down.
Yeah, Gonzaga is arguably my second favorite team behind Duke. I've just always enjoyed, and it's only because like they don't even have a football team really. So, I always like kind of separate football from, I don't just root from the same team and everything. So I've always kind of like watching Gonzaga because the only time you really get to see them is this time of year during men's basketball. So, and I've always wanted them to win at least one championship, and they've always gotten so close and they've always just fucking blown it. It's just crazy how it happens. But, I think they're going to win. You can never be surprised if they make the Elite Eight. I wouldn't be, but I'm going to take Gonzaga double down.
I'm going to follow that too. I just think better overall team. They have, I mean, they only know the tournament. You know what I mean? They're in the tournament. They've been, this is,
and they show out in the tournament because this is their time to shine.
Yeah, this is the,
that's what I mean by when I say that. Like, there's teams where this is their VCU, Gonzaga, yeah, Marquette, Georgetown. This is their time to shine. This is why they're known for being good basketball.
Well, they've
programs.
Had great runs. At the
that's why you
got to
watch out for those weird named schools, like fucking, you know, Uncle Cracker's University of Alternative Music. Like, you got to watch out for those guys.
Yeah, what he
a
said.
Lot of pick and roll.
Next up, we got, speaking of schools you never heard of, we got Clemson, number 5, taking on number 12 seed McNeese.
You've right. never heard of McNeese?
Nope.
Well, you better start hearing about McNeese because they're going to beat Clemson. I'm double down on McNeese. This is my upset of the tournament, first round. They're taking the Tigers out. Yeah, I'm double downing on him.
Yeah, I'm going to take McNeese double down. They are a basketball school. They have always, like when they get in here, they're always a team that you got to watch out for. And, you know, Joe Dumars played at fucking McNeese, so you better watch out, buddy.
Straight up or double down?
I'm going to go straight up on this one.
All right, I'm going to go Clemson double down. I wanted to go McNeese, but like, I feel like this is the if I can be on the other side of the favorited, technically.
That's a horrible, Trevor. When are you going to learn that is a horrible way to pick? It's not gambling. We're not gambling here.
I mean, this is what I'm doing. It's a strategy, okay? I'd like to try out different strategies.
You should pick who you think's going to win.
I don't know though. I mean, but Clemson should win. They're the odds on favorite to win.
Trevor, Do you listen to Las Vegas and you're fucking like to run your life?
Clemson, double down.
You got balls,
go.
Don't you? You got fucking a heart. He's you got a brain.
Big balls. We've
well,
got
Las
big
Vegas
balls.
Says, who gives a fuck about Las Vegas? They can go fuck themselves.
Clemson, double down. Next up, we got your favorite fucking team of all time. Number 4 seed, Purdue, taking on number 13 seed, High Point.
Yeah, how many wins and losses does High Point have?
Well, let's see. They've got 5 losses.
Mm-hmm.
29-5.
What's Purdue's record?
Purdue is 22-11.
Mm.
Yeah. I wanna say. Yeah. I would normally pick Purdue in this game. They're flaky though. They also, I don't know, like obviously High Point has played really good. There's got to be, if it's not McNeese, it's got to be High Point. High Point wins this game straight up.
Dude, I agree. I think High Point's going to win. Fuck Purdue. They have listen, here's the thing. I look at schools. This is how I pick. I don't got to watch no college basketball. I know how to pick. You pick teams that you can trust. It's 50-50. You know what I mean? It's a 50-50 shot. You're basing this off
of
teams.
Yeah.
This is based off of teams that you can trust and teams that you can't trust. And I've watched all of these teams. I've watched a lot of college basketball. I ain't got the time right now. There's too many things going on. I watch as much as I can. But, dude, Purdue has shown you. We lose in the first round. 1 seed, 2 seed, fucking mustard seed, sunflower seed. It don't matter. I'm going High Point, okay? I think they're going to win. I think they're going to be one of those teams that is like, I can't believe they're still in it. That's going to be them. So I'm going to go High Point straight up. They're not going to get a double down for me yet.
I'm going to go Purdue double down because something in that thing you said there where you say if they're not the 1 seed, if they're the 1 seed, they lose. If they're the 2 seed, they lose. Sure, but they're the 4 seed. Now nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about how, hey, you know, are they going to win? Nobody gives a shit about them. Nobody cares about them. So I'm going to go Purdue double down.
I think that's worse.
Something to play a little for.
They're not as talented.
Here's the thing. If they lose, though, it's not as big. It's not as bad.
They had the biggest dude in college basketball, and they couldn't win.
I was just thinking if this was Purdue versus McNeese, I think everybody would pick McNeese in this game.
I agree. You know why?
Not me. I go Purdue. I'm a Purdue guy.
It's what I'm saying. You be that guy. First round exits. That's Purdue's that's what they've done.
We get home early. We beat the traffic.
That's what I'm saying. Purdue, they're like, listen, let's fuck winning the championship. We get in the tournament. That's great. We get that money. We get out of here in the first round. I get it. But that's what they're going to do. The Boilermakers, they got those to drink at home. So, yeah, I don't trust them. You know what? I don't even feel bad if I'm wrong. I don't. I'll pick against them no matter how far they go. I don't care if they win the championship. I'll pick against them in that.
You won. I'm picking against you. We don't pay anybody. I'm still picking against you. All right, next up we got number 6 seed Illinois taking on number 11 seed either Texas or Xavier.
I'm picking Illinois. I think Xavier wins the game against Texas. They're a basketball school. I actually think Texas did deserve to be in the play-in game. I think, like I said, Georgia deserved to be out. But I think that Illinois is – not a great team, but they're better than both of those teams, and they're going to go ahead and win. But I'm going to single down on that because Xavier is dangerous, and Texas has athletes. They can play.
All right, mark this down, Trevor. Whoever wins between Xavier and Texas will go on to beat Illinois, and I picked Xavier, so I think Xavier beats Texas and then goes on to beat Illinois. Double down.
Double down. It's you good.
And I'll say this. Mark it. If Texas ends up beating Xavier, I'm taking them against Illinois.
Okay. Who are you? Who do you take Illinois straight up or double down?
Yeah, straight up Illinois.
No matter who wins.
Right.
I'm going to go double down Illinois.
Watch out for Xavier, I'm telling you. This is their time to shine.
It is true. They are a very seasoned team. Next up, we got Number 3 seed Kentucky taking on 14 seed Troy.
Kentucky's overrated. They're overrated.
What's the new? What's the story? I mean, like, what's new? That's not. I don't know. What I'm
yeah, I mean, they. I don't believe Kentucky is a real contender this year. I think they're rolling on the hype train of.
They got a 3 years seed past. At 22-11.
Yeah, I just don't think that's legitimate. But I think they're going to win the first game. I'm going to take Kentucky double down. I want to pick an upset, but I just don't have the guts to do it in this right off the bat here.
Jared.
Give me Troy. Double down. I don't like what I'm seeing from Kentucky here. From what my research is showing me, I don't like it. And it looks like Troy, they're cleaning up. They're not just winning. They're fucking, you know, after they've knocked you down, they're going through your pockets and taking your wallet. So I'm going to go with Troy, double down.
I'm going to go Kentucky straight up. I don't know. I don't really feel comfortable either way. I feel like Kentucky could definitely lose. You know. Who knows? I'm just going to go Kentucky straight up. Next up, we got number 7 seed UCLA taking on number 10 seed Utah State.
I like Utah State in wrestling. In wrestling. Not in basketball. I'm going UCLA single down.
Jared?
Well, UCLA, I mean, they're one of the best programs ever. They're another one of those schools that you can kind of count on when it comes to the tournament. Utah State, they only got 7 losses on the season. I'm giving UCLA straight up on this one. Because I wouldn't be surprised if Utah State ends up winning because UCLA is kind of down from where they have been. But again, this is tournament season. It's all about getting here and, you know, no one's going to be surprised if they make it in, you know, a couple rounds in. You know what I mean? So I'm going to take UCLA straight up.
I'm going to go UCLA double down. UCLA is a team for me. I like to cheer on UCLA, but they never – it doesn't matter. Like, they never – it's – you know, nowadays, they never fucking get it going. They never make a run. They always win, like, 1 game or 2 games.
Well, I got to tell you, Trevor, they never could replace Lou Alcindor. That was a tough guy to replace. And Bill Walton, you know, when you got 2 guys that like that, you know, it's really hard when you got 2 7-footers that can move like that, defend, shoot around the rim, sure. And outside the rim. 3-time national champions. I mean, with a guy like Lou Alcindor, I mean, you're talking about a guy that's arguably the greatest basketball player at every level of all time, if you include elementary school, fucking playing on the playground, high school, college, what? NBA. What? And how many championships does this guy have? I think he won, 10 championships total in his whole life? I think this guy's, I mean, he's arguably the best ever.
With that being said, I'm going to go UCLA double
that's
down.
That's the 87-year-old... You know, guy that's on the podcast. That's Dick Vitale. Yeah. You know, I gotta tell you, baby.
Baby.
UCLA, I remember watching Lou Alcindor. He won. He almost kind of sounds like George Steinbrenner a little bit.
Yeah.
George Steinbrenner. I remember Lou Alcindor. He won with that skyhook, baby. He hit him with that boom. With the shimmy with the left to the right. It was incredible. And now he's more like, oh, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, he's fucking...
I feel bad for him. I'm glad he's still going, though. I think at this point, they're like, let they go to him and Lee Corso, you know, and they're all like,
yeah.
You're going to have to die. It's like Stan Lee. They're all like, because like, it's like, they're like, listen, we got to make sure he's like the
we
point where
milk
he's in
the
a,
cow dry.
Well, once you're in a wheelchair and you can't walk around as much, you know, then it's really hard to get away. You know, it's like, oh, listen, you got to go to college game day.
What do you mean?
How long has RJ Davis been playing? How long has Davis been playing for North Carolina? Seems like he's been there 8 years or something.
Well, you know, those are the kind of guys that are like, I'm not going to go to the NBA, so I'm going to stay. I think he's been there. This thing is his junior, senior year.
It seems like he's been there like plus a COVID year maybe.
Who'd you take in that game?
I took UCLA double down.
Okay, what's next?
Next up, we got number 2 seed Tennessee taking on number 15 seed Wofford.
Oh! Wofford, they're a tough team in the tournament usually.
I still think I'm going Tennessee double down. You're right.
Tennessee's Wofford, been
Wofford,
good for sure.
I believe has had some runs like first two rounds. Like it seems like they're like tough and gritty, but Tennessee's I think probably just going to be a little bit better than them overall, all the way around. I don't think Tennessee's overrated. I think they're maybe a little underrated.
I agree. Tennessee play again. They're in the SEC. They've played the top teams really good. They've got a good record against good teams. You know, Wofford, I usually give a lot of respect to because, like I said, this time of year, they usually come in and do some crazy things. I'm going to go with Tennessee double down on this one, though.
I'm going to follow that as well. I think that Tennessee is a very strong two seed, and looking at their side of the bracket, I mean, if they win this game and they play UCLA or Utah State, I think they can beat them, and then they play, you know,
McNeese State.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a favorable. It could very well end up being a Houston Tennessee matchup in the Elite Eight. I think Tennessee is a very good team.
It's the first minute of this game, and North Carolina has already turned the ball over twice.
This isn't a North Carolina hate group. I don't know why you're hating on it whenever the greatest coach of all time is coaching their football team right now. He's about to start a dynasty. That's for another time. That wraps up the first round of the NCAA tournament here. Follow along with us. Let's see. These picks will be then. Let's see. And then we'll have to pick before Thursday. Let's see. No, hang on. Thursday, Friday, first game, first round, and then Saturday will be the second round. So
me and you may just have to do something over the phone.
Yeah,
we
might
real
have
quick.
To line something up over the phone, get something going. And then after that, then we'll have our regular update for next Tuesday, which will be the Sweet 16. It's crazy how you go from, you know, so many teams to, you know, you're at the Final Four in 2 weeks. It's a great time. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be here. It's a great time to be a part of the War Room. You know, follow us, fucking add us, fucking ask for a t-shirt, buy a t-shirt, give a t-shirt, make a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. And make sure you subscribe to us on whatever app you're streaming us on, whether it's Spotify or Apple podcast app. And yeah. We're going to close out to some music tonight. I found a really cool song off of an old MLB game that this band Dry Kill Logic had on there. So we're going to close out to that. Thank you guys for listening. Keep up with the March Madness tournament. That's all that we're going to be doing for the next month, basically. So thank you guys for listening. Luke, thank you for coming out tonight.
Always,
happy
time.
Birthday.
Thank happy you. Birthday to you. And here's Riot at the Bat Rack by Dry Kill Logic.
Good night.